Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm obsessed with structure. Funnily enough, because one half of my brain is like, no, man, be hippie, be open to whatever opportunities come across your way, which is exactly what I've done. However, it's really important to have at least your morning routine in place. So even when I'm on the move all the time, let's take New Zealand, for example, I was living in my van and it was constant moving. It was no home base other than the van itself. It was always a new scenery. It was challenging sometimes when you needed internet and things like that. But as long as you're preparing where you're going to be the next day and you've got a solid morning routine in place, mine was like a bit of meditation, some journaling, making sure I'm tracking all my progress so far. Then I spend a couple hours promoting my business, learning about my products. Then that's it. The rest of the day is your freedom life. I've already set up the income. It's passive income, you know?
How you dare? How you dare? That was the voice of Phoebe Millward. Now, what we're discussing today is how you can find freedom. You don't necessarily have to find freedom the way Phoebe did, but I want you to pay attention to just what she needed to unlearn so that you can recognize those patterns in yourself if you need to, or send it to someone who needs to do the same. She also offers an opportunity for you to earn passive income if you're into that and you're looking for different ways to build your wealth. There, as always, I'm always going to put all these things in the show notes, but my main goal for you all here today is to really reflect on yourself. Think about whether you're doing what you want to do for a living and in general, and think about how you can change that if that's not the case. All right, enjoy the episode. Make sure to check out our work and her social media platforms. Talk soon. Welcome everyone to another episode of As Told by Nomads. And today's guest is Phoebe Millward. Now, Phoebe is a 23-year-old full-time traveler and digital nomad from the United Kingdom. And after working as a ballet teacher all her life, along with the extra jobs such as waitressing, au pairing, she always believed that there was so much more out there to learn and experience. So she hustled her way through several online opportunities before finding her success in high-ticket affiliate marketing and then jetting off on a one-way ticket through the world. She traveled across New Zealand in a van, and now she's exploring Argentina, where she's actually talking to us from and coaching other young travel lovers who feel underqualified or inexperienced, how to follow in her footsteps and build a wealthy, freedom-based income totally from scratch, all from a laptop and funding the travel dream. Welcome to the show, Phoebe.
Thanks so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to be here. And before we hit record, I was telling you all my podcasts are conversational. So I wanted to start a conversation with you. Now, the conversation I want to start has to do with your mindset around, you know, figuring out that the status quo doesn't work for you and the status quo isn't set up for a lot of youth entrepreneurship. When in your life did you realize that you needed to break away from whatever the traditional norms were for a young woman?
You know what? It was always in me. It was such a gradual process right from day one. I think my earliest memory of being in school, the whole time I was like, this isn't right. Why are we only getting taught these things? Why are we only getting taught trigonometry and algebra and literature? And I want to learn how to open a bank account in the future. I want to learn what else there is out there in the world, you know? So I think it was a very young age, realizing that the education system is designed not quite to give you a very good preparation for life, for what's out there. It's more designed to get you employed, to work for someone else, and to stay easily controlled, easily manipulated, or however you like to think of it. So literally as soon as I could, I left school at 16 and I went to pursue my dance passion just because I knew that's what I was passionate about.
Right.
But it was only a couple years of doing that. I was still like, no, there's more out there in terms of like income and things like that. So that's where my entrepreneurial journey really began, was around age 18, 19.
Wow. Wow. Such a young age too. So you realize that we are not trained to be owners, to have an owner mindset. Oftentimes, many of us are trained to work for other people. It's like that industrialized mindset. I often feel like it's still the remnants of the Industrial Revolution where, you know, you go into this factory, you work for a certain amount of hours and you provide, and that's the only way you can provide. But you felt that as an individual, there's something you can do to marry a passion to whatever it is that you feel like you're curious about. And in your sense, it seems like travel and being nomadic is something you're passionate about, but also building a lifestyle that, you know, accompanies your love for freedom. And I know that there are many people right now, many young people right now who are listening to the podcast who have just gone through the pandemic, right? And the pandemic might have either triggered a passion in them or made them feel like there's no hope for them. So what would you say to those people who are trying to figure out where to start? Because like, I don't know, I'm stuck at home. I don't know if there's an option. What would you say to those people?
That's such a good point. It really has made people choose one or the other side.
Yeah.
I think something to be really mindful of as well is it's okay if you don't know what your passion is yet. It's okay if you haven't found what it is that is fulfilling for you. Like the whole point of life is a journey. It's a very, very fun journey if you make it one, and you're supposed to learn new things along the way. You're supposed to be opened up to new opportunities along the way. And that's where I found my passions. Also, remember, everything happens the way it has for a reason. You're exactly where you're meant to be. So if you're considering the pandemic, and you have sat there and thought, okay, well, clearly my job isn't something to rely on because right now I can't go to work. You know, a lot of people got really lucky with being able to work from home. That is one bonus.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people, it has really opened their eyes to think, oh, I probably shouldn't depend on employment. I probably should have something where I am able to have a backup plan, or I have money saved in the side. It's okay if I'm not working for someone else right now. It is a real daunting opinion or thought for me to think I'm completely reliant and dependent on someone else and them paying me. So I think that is something the pandemic has really opened up for people. My best advice moving forward is just do some research. Just reach out to people that have what you want. Stop learning from people and listening from people who are miserable, who are stuck in corporate, who are working in this chain, who are living paycheck to paycheck and they only go on holidays or vacations 2 weeks a year. Start learning from others that have the lifestyle that you want. There are so many of them out there. The internet's a wonderful thing. It's really given us this ability to reach out and connect with whoever you want. So that is probably my biggest advice. Learn from people that have what you want.
And you say on your website, phoebefootsteps.com, it's time to stop holding yourself back. Trust the excitement in your gut and step into the life you've always wanted. And I know that many of us, every one of us actually has that moment, whether it's when we're young or, you know, in a moment where we watch something and it's triggered. We've always had something in the back of our head or in the pit of our stomach saying, oh, that would be nice to do. I really, you know, if I had that, I would do that for the rest of my life. And you've created a platform for that, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Please let us know what the platform is and so, and how people can get in, you know, into creating income online and replacing their current jobs.
Exactly. That's one thing. The first step is thinking, oh, I am meant for more. Oh, I could do this. That's the first step. But I would say only 10% of people actually take an action on that. So many people just, probably even less.
Yeah.
Mate, I know. It makes me sad how many people don't take action on this amazing thought that they have because we've been conditioned otherwise. People will look at something that's good and they'll say, it's too good to be true. I hate that phrase. It's too good to be true. If that's the way we felt, then you would be miserable your whole life. You would never do anything good because you don't think it's real. Like, oh, come on. If you see something good, go get it, make it happen.
Right.
So yeah, exactly why I created this platform is because we aren't given these tools. We are not given the knowledge and resources and other ways to create a freedom-based lifestyle to fulfill your passions. We're taught one thing and one thing only. So my platform is designed for young people or older people that are changing their life path, but for people to start somewhere from scratch. When you get that initial thought of, I could do this, great, take it. Don't let that go. Go join a platform. Go take a training platform. It could be mine. It could be someone else's, but go and learn from someone that has what you want and is going to give you those steps click by click, how to grow into the person you want to be.
Yeah. Now, Phoebe, yours is an affiliate marketing platform. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you and I know affiliate marketing doesn't always get the best rep. So
it's true.
So can you tell us what it is about affiliate marketing that has worked for you? Because I think sometimes people have the stereotype of affiliate marketing as this, you know, a bunch of crooks trying to get something, or this time consuming thing where you click, and then sell something and then maybe you get some dollars in your bank account. So what about it works for you, and what is it that makes it so freeing and energizing for you?
Yeah, it's true. There is definitely a lot of bad rep out there. And I think it's down to two reasons. One is that it's from people that tried it out, didn't give it their all and failed at it. So then feel like they need to share all the negativity about it. And the second is that it's just not genuinely the right company for you that you're working with. There are a lot of what we say low ticket products and models out there where the commission is very low based per sale. So you're having to hustle really hard just to make a small commission per sale.
Yeah.
So I guess, my advice would be to really research the products that you're going to be working with. Are they cheap products where you have to make a lot of sales to make anything decent? And are they genuinely good products? I think I just got lucky. I just stumbled on the right company that aligned with me, aligned with my values of health, wealth, sustainability, and it's high ticket. That just means that I'm making a considerably high amount per sale.
Mm-hmm.
And you also want to check out the structure of the company. I know a lot of terms like MLM get thrown around and things like
MLM
that.
MLM for sure gets thrown around. Yeah.
Like multi-level marketing. Yep. I know it's got some bad rep about it. Me personally, I've not been involved in a proper MLM, so I've not experienced it myself. I do know it's a little tricky when you're visualizing that there's this one person at the top of the chain that's taking all your income. Do you know what I find hilarious about that? Isn't that exactly what employment is?
Now that you put it that way, that does make sense.
I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. So let me do this. I know that you found the company that aligns with what you're passionate about, health and wellness. I also know that you also into sustainability and multiple things like that involve making our planet a better place. So when you say health and wellness, what exactly does this company do? And then what is the importance of being involved in a company that aligns with your value set?
Oh, because you're dedicating your life to something. Like if you want it to work, you've got to love it, you know? Find what your passion is and then make it into a business. That's all I did. So I just managed to find a company that have a sick ass commission structure where it's not an MLM and there's some guy at the top taking all your money. Everyone has the equal ability and chance to work their way up to the highest commission per sale. It's high ticket. So I'm making in the multiple thousands per sale and I'm not selling to people. This is why I love affiliate marketing. I advertise. I just advertise to people that could be interested and try to help them out with their health and their wealth and the way that they're using sustainability in the world. So,
What is this company though? I mean, I'm trying to think of the company because I'm looking at your website, phoebefootsteps.com. So I want to make sure that I give people a chance to actually connect with you as well. But do you advertise the company or do they come through you to work with the company?
At the minute, I'm sharing it through me so that I can really train people in the most effective way to be successful with this. Because the last thing I want is for someone to get involved in some company that they know nothing about,
right,
and it not align with their values, and they waste their time with it. So for sure, I'm here sharing my training with people.
Gotcha.
Introducing this company along the way. If you would like to work with them, it's got to align with you.
Okay. So the best way then for the audience would be, they'll go to phoebefootsteps.com, which we'll put there in the show notes. And then they enter the name and the email address, and then they get a call with you, and then you walk them through the process.
Exactly that. In fact, if you're going to put all your details in and everything, you're going to get an entire training platform. It is click by click videos to work through in your own time. Remember that if you're starting a high passive income, you want to be doing it alongside your work until the income has surpassed your employed, then you're able to quit your jobs, then you're able to go live the freedom life. So it is designed for you to put in as much time as you want, when you want, that fits in with your schedule. You get unlimited coaching with me. I just want to be here to help people. You know, I didn't have someone when I was starting out, so I'm making sure to be here for everyone to guide them on the right steps that I've found that work. And you also get all your techie things like websites and sales systems and affiliate links. They're all built for you as well. So I've really designed this to make it the most straightforward it could possibly be for complete newbies, total beginners.
Well, it sounds like you're really busy, but how do you balance entrepreneurship with your nomad life?
Bro, I don't. No, I do. It's really simple. I'm obsessed with structure. Mm-hmm. Funnily enough, because one half of my brain is like, no, man, be hippie, be open to whatever opportunities come across your way, which is exactly what I've done. However, it's really important to have at least your morning routine in place. Mm. So even when I'm on the move all the time, let's take New Zealand, for example, I was living in my van. And it was constant moving. It was no home base other than the van itself. It was always a new scenery. It was challenging sometimes when you needed internet and things like that. But as long as you're preparing where you're going to be the next day and you've got a solid morning routine in place, mine was like a bit of meditation, some journaling, making sure I'm tracking all my progress so far. Then I spend a couple hours promoting my business, learning about my products. Yeah. Then that's it. Yeah. The rest of the day is your freedom life. I've already set up the income. It's passive income, you know?
What have you learned about yourself the most throughout the, you know, through this journey that you've had? Because you are only 23, but it sounds like you have this amazing life experience. It's a wealth of life experience. And, you know, even looking through your Instagram, the way you write your captions are so poetic. You know, you talk about, you know, I think the last post you were talking about the colors of Argentina, the sky, I believe, I think. And then, you know, Greece, I think you said has this blue and whites and, you know, and I think you brought up another country. Sounds like you have this deep philosophical approach to life. So I'm very curious to hear from you what you've learned from all your experiences so far.
That's great. You know, it was starting a business. When you start an entrepreneurial journey and you start consuming all of this mind-blowing, beautiful self-development content, you're reading books which are really showing you what's important in the world, maybe going down a spiritual path, practicing some mindfulness, practicing being present. I think all of these personal development things that came with my training as an entrepreneur, it all just kind of aligned everything for me and really put me in my place. And then I have a direction. I found what fulfills me. And I guess it does bring you some level of maturity, maybe is the right word. It just puts you on your path. You know where you're going now. So there's no reason for you to ever waste your money or your energy or your time on things that aren't going to be an asset to your life. So I don't drink, I don't party, I don't go clubbing because they don't fulfill me. What fulfills me is learning from culture, is studying new languages, is being independent, practicing being on my own sometimes and being in new places. That fulfills me. So maybe that's what it comes.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down to.
Just wanted to stop by here before we get back to the episode. I wanted to let you all know that I do have a collective for people who are interested in developing their cultural competency skills, becoming more anti-racist. And it's a resource of things that you can do with your family, with your school, with yourself to work through your individual journey to become a better culturally competent leader. It's called UID Collective, and the link is in the show notes, but it's a mix of courses, it's a mix of resources, things you can download, and all you need to do is sign up as a member. It's a monthly membership. I'd love for you to check it out, use it with your friends, use it with your family, use it with yourself, okay? The link is in the show notes. It's called UID Collective, and it's for those of you that want to improve your cultural competency skills. Back to the episode.
Yeah, I find that being able to articulate what your boundaries are, what it is that you want to do to be your best self, and how you put yourself in that environment is so key when it comes to growing, you know, because like you were highlighting, there's so many things that we need to unlearn that have been, you know, that have been conditioned, basically, that we've been conditioned to believe. And the more you're able to strip the toxic elements of those things that you've been conditioned to believe, the freer you are. Now, it might not be affiliate marketing, it might not be traveling, but it might be something else for you that you need to tap into, but you have to give yourself permission to do that. So that's what I found so far.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. And the only way you're going to learn what's out there and what is the right thing for you to tap into is try stuff.
Yes.
Stop being held back by fear. Stop thinking, oh, it's online, it's a scam, or, oh, it's too good to be true. Like, no, try it.
Yeah.
Just try it and find what is going to be the right thing for you. You are never going to see anything different. You're never going to be experiencing anything different until you do something different.
Well, what was the thing that you were scared of before?
Oh, I don't know if I ever was. Maybe I was scared.
You don't know you were ever scared. You were never scared. Baby, the fearless one. Okay, so there was nothing as a kid when you were... You are in class and in school, and you're like, nah, I'm unstoppable. You just wait till I start my business. That's actually okay.
No, bro, I'm just trying to blow my head up too big here. That is not how it went down at all. I was a normal teenage girl. Do you know what my biggest fear was?
What?
My dad. It was my parents. It was the judgment of people that supposedly had everything on track. They supposedly had the perfect life, you know, the house and the family and the job, a retirement plan. That's, again, what we've been conditioned to think is success in life. And because that was my parents' values and I adored them very much and they gave me a wonderful life growing up, yeah, I felt like I had to do what they had done. And that was probably the most challenging part and the most scary part, was trying to be like, okay, guys, I'm not getting a job. I'm like, you know, starting a business and traveling. And that was the scariest part for sure. And probably something a lot of younger people relate with is that we do feel judged and pressured because, especially if you still live at home with your parents, you feel like you have to do everything that they've done. And that was the challenge, was starting a business while living at home, for sure.
Yeah. Now, as the world eventually starts to get back to, you know, where it is, I don't know if you've looked at the stats, but this year there's a phenomenon called the Great Resignation. So a lot of people are resigning, essentially, because of what you were saying. They're realizing that certain things are more important to them and they're chasing all those things. Do you see a new norm happening, or do you think people will go back to the way things were?
Oh, I love it. It gets me excited. I think for sure things are going to change. It's a generational thing. You know, the boom of the internet has really opened the minds to a lot of us, more so young people. It does make sense because generations above us, they didn't have access to these things. So of course there was no understanding of what else there could be out there. But for us, our generation and younger and the generations to come, yeah, technology is definitely going to boom over everything. I don't know about entrepreneurship. I don't know if, you know, people are going to start catching on with that so much.
Yeah.
Are you saying that there's been an increase in people trying to start their own businesses?
Yeah, well, it's a combination of things. So a lot of people have been resigning because, you know, when you are stuck at home and you're with the people you love, you realize maybe I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck and I found something I love and I want to do this more, or my family is more important to me. I want to spend more time and have experiences with that. And then there's that ownership that you were highlighting earlier that people feel like, I deserve more than what has been conditioned to me. And I want that for myself. And I think people are just realizing that they don't have to cede ownership to people that have told them that if you don't have this job, you're not going to be successful. A lot like the fear you said you had when you came to your parents, where people have been conditioned, you have to have a 401k, get this and get there. Mm-hmm. I think people are realizing that there are multiple options. Some of it could be entrepreneurship and some of it is like, I don't know, maybe there's something else out there. I don't know what it is, but I want to find out.
For sure. For sure. Okay. That's an exciting thought though. And I hope to be playing a big part in that as well myself. I'm trying to change lives out there myself. So that's definitely the goal, of course.
Absolutely. Huh. Okay. This gets me excited. This is really so exciting for me because you got to think about the next generation and then you're like, I wonder if, people are going to buy into the idea that they are unstoppable and if people are going to give themselves permission for that. I got to ask you this question about traveling because I love traveling.
Sure.
What has been your favorite country so far? I know that's a tough question. So what has been your favorite country? And if you can't answer one favorite country, maybe one that has, I don't know, given you a unique experience that you can't wait to, to go back to.
You know, this is a positive for me being still quite young is that I haven't seen that many yet. It's so exciting to think what is coming in my future. There is so much to learn from. So yeah, what I've been doing is living in each country I visited. So I'm staying there for like months to years.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to truly immerse myself in the culture. I don't want to be a tourist traveling countries. I want to learn from culture. So I've been spending so much time in the last few countries that I haven't seen many. Bearing that in mind, New Zealand was my favorite. New Zealand is where it changed for me, is where I was reading so many personal development books. My business started booming. I was independent. I was traveling solo. I was living minimally in my van. I was more in touch with nature because New Zealand is so beautiful. Oh, those hikes, the mountains, the kayaking. Like, yeah, New Zealand was just a place more that things aligned for me.
Place more than things aligned for you. Okay. All right. And this is the other thing that people often ask with travel. They always talk about relationships. How can you find romantic relationships and how can you keep the relationships you have maybe with your family and friends? Do you get lonely, for example, or how do you figure that part out of being a nomad or being a slow traveler, which is what you've been doing?
Oh, each to their own, man, because there are some people that have great relationships with family and friends, and it's really hard for them to leave them. There are other people that are so much better at being lone wolves. It really is different for everyone. For me, I was somewhere in the middle. Like, I had a wonderful upbringing at home. I never really had many friends because of this entrepreneurial mindset I had where I didn't want to go clubbing and I was instead investing into my future. You know, there were no 19-year-olds investing into their future. So, of course, I didn't make friends at social events. So it was easy enough for me because I set an intention and a goal at such a young point where I was like, I'm going to go travel and I'm going to make connections there. It was really easy for me to leave. And it's only now, which is almost the 2-year point, that I've missed my family, which has been tough because I have a little brother and we have quite a big age gap. So I was quite a motherly figure to him.
Right.
And he's the one that it's been the hardest to leave him for sure, because I've missed out on a lot of his growth years. But I keep trying to tell myself, like, you can love someone like your sibling, but you have to love yourself a slightly bit more than that. And you have to put your own life first, because you have no idea how much that's going to impact in a positive way your loved ones' lives. Like, I know it's been hard for my parents, but I know it's impacted them in a good way where they are able now to see themselves that there's more out there. There's more safety out there than they realized because yeah. I just video yeah. call them as much as I need to, show them that everything is safe. I'm being happy. Like yeah. they see my happiness yeah. and it just makes them happy. My little brother, I'm teaching him by example. I'm teaching him that it's okay to leave family. It's okay to keep them as a priority, but from a distance, it's okay to put your own dreams first. So when it comes to leaving family, especially at a young age, try to see that your happiness is going to benefit them in some way, even if you're far away. Beautiful. And then in terms Beautiful. Of relationships, oh, what a saucy topic.
Saucy. Okay. Oh gosh, I love it. You know, I haven't heard that term saucy in a long time. I every time I talk to British friends, they're like, "Oh yeah. Something will come up, and they're like, "That's so saucy." I'm like, "Okay." Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
I don't think I've ever said that word. It just felt natural at the time. But, okay. So my saucy story was when I went to New Zealand. I traveled it was just less than a year. I was traveling solo. The great thing about doing what you love to do is that you're going to meet other people that also love what you want to do. So it's all about your environment. Here I was on an 8-hour hike in New Zealand in the North Island. It was called the Tongariro Crossing. It was stunning. It was a volcanic hike. And I met this guy on that hike. We spent the whole hike talking together, getting to know each other. He's from Argentina, and hey presto, 4 months later, I moved to Argentina. So
there he is.
It's good to do things on your own, but when you're getting out there to do things on your own, you are going to attract other people that share the same interests as you. So we both got really lucky because here we both are. We know we both love traveling. We know that's our priority. So now we just travel together. So that's kind of how the story went.
Wow. Well, I'm so happy for you. I think it's always great when you can connect with someone on such a deep primal level like that, because, you know, you already met doing things you love. And I'm sure there are many things you don't even have to explain. It's just instinctive. Right. And that's very rare. All right. Well, thank you so much. I was this has been a fascinating conversation, just because I know that this episode is going to come out in December, which is going to be a point of reflection for many people. And I also know that a lot of people around the world are in pivotal moments in their lives, whether they want to change a career, whether they're graduating from college, whether they want to leave a job, and you are presenting them with an option right now for them to consider another alternative to match their income or maybe even surpass it, and then allow themselves to explore other aspects of their identity. And so I like the timing of the episode, but I wanted to give you one final word in case you had something else to say that you hadn't yet said.
I love what you're saying about people are in a pivotal point where they are going to college, or English terms, university. And they're making these big decisions where it's scary because you don't know yet. You don't know what is out there. You've not been shown anything that's out there. How can you be expected to choose the thing to do the rest of your life?
Yeah.
That's why I do seriously recommend at least taking a gap year before you settle on something. Because who knows, maybe going and getting a degree is going to achieve your dream. Maybe your dream is to be a dentist. Like, everyone has their own dreams. But first, you've got to see what's out there. Like, things are going to open up, things that you never even knew that you had a passion and a love for. And it is not necessary to get a degree to be successful. I know the majority of entrepreneurs out there, multi-million billionaires, a lot of them didn't even finish school. And I think that really tells you something, that degrees are not the only way to be successful and happy in your life. You've got to get out, meet new people, be in new environments, learn new cultures, find where your passion lies, and then decide the steps on how to get there. That could be getting a degree. That could be investing in your future. That could be taking a private training in exactly what you want to do. So
brilliant.
Get out, learn what it is, then take the steps to get there. Don't just listen to that guy on the news saying, go to college.
Okay. No, that's well said. I lied. I had a couple more questions. First one is, where can people find you and how can they connect with you?
Cool. So if you want to find me and have a chat with me, then the best way to reach me is on Instagram. It's just at Phoebe's_footsteps. I'm always there to chat and share some great travel stories.
Okay. 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 And then the last question, I'll make sure I put down the show notes, by the way. Last question is my mission statement. Use your difference to make a difference. So how do you use your difference to make a difference?
How do I use my difference to make a difference? I use my difference of being a young female with zero college or university degree to show other people that it's possible to be wealthy and happy and successful in life.
Well, you go. Phoebe Millward, people. Phoebe Millward. Thank you so much. This has been a very, very fun conversation. I love your approach to life and how you're willing to challenge what people say has to be the only way. And I think that's the way to grow in life. And I think that's how difference makers are formed. So you're truly using difference to make a difference. And I appreciate that.
You are wonderful. Thank you so much.
Pleasure's mine. Kings, queens, and royalty. Until next time, use a difference to make a difference.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to reach out to Tayo and to use your difference to make a difference, head over to www.tayoroxon.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.